On the political left, one figure stands out above all others in power and influence. Yet much about him remains a mystery. Who is spending billions to radically transform America? Find out on this special program.
Almost everything you see is connected. It is one big web of lies. You have a handful of people like George Soros who really probably have the grasp of the full picture. Soros' understanding of the world is effectively, we need to control it. People cannot take care of themselves. They need to be controlled by a handful of wealthy elites, technocrats, people who know what's best for you better than you do.
George Soros has been quietly working behind the scenes for decades.
George Soros, public enemy.
George Soros, the greatest speculator.
George Soros amassed around $1 billion that day, speculating.
The man who broke the Bank of England.
Hello and welcome to this special program from D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. The name George Soros immediately gets our attention. He is among the most famous people in the world, yet also among the most mysterious and secretive. Who is George Soros? What does he want? And what effect does he have on your country and your life? This special program will take a rare look at this billionaire radical, a look that is critically important in this pivotal and tumultuous year in our nation. Today, we will separate fact from fiction and expose how this one man is funding the demise of America. We begin with our own John Rabe.
St. Louis couple called Mark and Patricia McCloskey became folk heroes to many across the country after they were confronted by a mob, a dangerous mob, outside their home and returned with firearms to protect it and themselves.
After dozens of protests turned violent around America in the summer of 2020, with sometimes rioters burning buildings, throwing bricks, and killing more than 30 people, a St. Louis couple stood outside bearing arms to defend their home. The crowd had broken through a gate on the private street. The St. Louis prosecuting attorney brought charges against the homeowners.
They stood up for themselves against the mob. The McCloskey's fate remains in the hands of the mob in the form of the St. Louis Circuit Attorney General Kimberly Gardner. Gardner is a radical prosecutor, one of many elected in recent years, with financial backing from billionaire George Soros.
It was only one example of hundreds in which prosecutors have turned a blind eye toward violent rioters, declining to prosecute them while blaming the victims, and virtually all of them have been bought and paid for by one man.
George Soros is an enigma of sorts. He was born in 1930. He was a teenager when the Nazis took over his native Hungary. He was born in Budapest. He was from a Jewish family, but his father was able to arrange for him to be taken in by a Christian family, and he pretended to be a Christian rather than a Jew to escape the Nazis. He did assist Nazis at the time as a teenager. Now, obviously, none of us who've had lives vastly easier than living under tyrannies like that, we shouldn't be quick to judge, of course, but probably that had to be a profound experience for him at the time.
Soros was once asked about the experience on CBS's 60 Minutes.
You watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
Though Soros did this work during World War II, one defensive tactic he often employs is to characterize critics as anti-Semitic. Ironic considering the fact that Soros is one of the largest donors to anti-Israeli causes.
He doesn't believe in open societies, wants to destroy the two of the freest societies on the face of the earth. One is the United States and the other is Israel.
The phrase anti-Semitism is used and has been used as a bludgeon to silence conservatives, particularly Christian conservatives, into submission and silence. So I utterly reject that charge.
He later goes to New York and gets into finance and becomes a billionaire financier over the years. There's much controversy there. He famously broke the British pound.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Soros told us he believes God was created by man, not the other way around, which may be why he thinks he can smooth out the world's imperfections.
The Apostle Paul notes in Romans 1 that when we refuse to worship God, we will instead worship the creature. Soros told the Independent newspaper in Great Britain, "It is a sort of disease when you consider yourself some kind of God, the creator of everything. But I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out."
To say the man has a huge ego doesn't even begin to explain his messianic zeal to turn the world into something he likes, this socialist utopia governed by a global elite, with him at the head of it all.
With his billions, Soros has become perhaps the most powerful financial engine for the radical left in America. Funneled through his Open Societies Foundation and numerous other fronts, he has built for himself a massive web of political influence unmatched by anyone else. Scott Walter of the Capital Research Center has been tracing the Soros money trail for years.
How influential is George Soros because of his giving in American politics?
I've spent decades of my life studying the left, and especially all the nonprofit apparatus built up in the left. And he does bestride that as a colossus. Almost never will you find a significant left-wing group that doesn't receive money from both the Ford Foundation and George Soros.
Though he tends to guard his words and speak in vague generalities, the truth sometimes pierces through. In his 2006 book, The Age of Fallibility, Soros wrote, "The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States."
Soros' understanding of the world is effectively, we need to control it. People cannot take care of themselves. They need to be controlled by a handful of wealthy elites, technocrats, people who know what's best for you better than you do. And it doesn't matter which country he touches, where his hundreds of millions of dollars end up. It's the same outcome. How do we erase the character of this nation and replace it with something artificial and globalist?
Soros has long funded immigration groups whose goal is to get rid of America's border with Mexico and stop deportation of illegal immigrants, and also extend the vote to illegal immigrants. So you see where this is going. The grand democratic strategy as envisioned by George Soros is to have open borders, endless numbers of illegal immigrants who are then converted into citizens who can vote. Every single major environmental group has Soros money in it. The Green New Deal is a big part of it. That's championed by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of Brooklyn, New York, who's a Marxist, who's backed by George Soros. And whose views have been embraced by the Democratic Party. It's in the platform, most of the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal would destroy American prosperity as we know it.
Those who have traced the money say there is virtually no far-left project in America today that doesn't somehow have the fingerprints of George Soros on it.
It is wise for us to look into where is all the money coming that is funding some of the things we're seeing, the attack on religious liberty, the undermining of our First Amendment rights. When you do a little bit of digging, it's absolutely clear that one of the leading figures behind that effort has been the far-left individual, George Soros.
The influence of George Soros on the American left is wide and pervasive. Though making billions as a predatory capitalist, he has worked feverishly to bring socialism to the United States. But as a professed atheist, George Soros has also been on the vanguard of undermining the moral foundations of America, from upending traditional marriage and family to redefining concepts as simple as male and female. Our own David Wright has more.
George Soros is one of the richest men on the planet, and he has spread his wealth around to promote policies that he believes in, virtually all of them of a left-wing variety.
We know that there are billionaires funding, George Soros being one of them, funding these groups that are creating chaos.
George Soros's ideology is predicated on the same hard left causes that you see in Marxist activists.
George Soros is one of the most powerful and mysterious figures in recent history. There have been many accusations about Soros and his alleged nefarious actions, but let's just focus on the facts. When you follow the money that Soros funnels through his Open Society foundations, you will find that he funds many radical left-leaning organizations and activists. And make no mistake, these Soros-funded organizations are trying to destroy the traditional moral precepts that America was founded on.
Soros is mixed up in anything related to Black Lives Matter. We know that one of the most prominent Black Lives Matter groups explicitly says we don't want the nuclear family. It's not a good thing to have nuclear families. So monogamy somehow is disliked.
One of the main objectives of the left, and this has been going on since 1789 when the French Revolution was unleashed, which was an anti-God, anti-church revolution at its heart, is a war on the church and war on the family.
Soros supports the LGBTQ agenda, which is directly opposed to the biblical view of marriage and sexuality.
They've been at war with the idea of marriage and family for more than 100 years. You can see this in their support even today of the LGBTQ agenda, which is extremely anti-family. It's anti-marriage. It's anti-parents having control over their children.
Soros also supports the transgender movement. An investigative report has linked Soros to a host of grants to transgender advocacy groups in the U.S. and abroad. Soros' foundation's network gave $150,000 in 2017 to the U.S.-based Transgender Law Center, and Open Society Foundations donated $300,000 in 2018 to Transgender Europe.
Now, for instance, gender, male and female. Males are XY chromosome males, and that's undeniable, it's unchangeable. We live in a time where in America and the West, people really don't even have the moral courage to say, this is a man, that is a woman. And in fact, if you insist on believing in what we call a binary view of gender, male and female, you're called a hater, transphobic, a number of pejorative names.
But the transgender movement doesn't simply want equal rights. They're also trying to indoctrinate the youth with radical curriculums in the public schools. This is already happening in 17 major cities.
With the new sex ed curriculum revolution taking place in public schools, it is so twisted with the radical LGBTQ to young children all the way down to kindergarten, convincing them that they can change their gender.
But Soros doesn't stop there. Soros and his network are also linked to funding abortion groups. Planned Parenthood is a longtime grantee of the Open Society Foundation. It received $20 million from 2009 to 2014. And in 2017, Open Society Foundation gave $10 million to Planned Parenthood Action Fund.
Planned Parenthood, if you go back to its founder, Margaret Sanger, the woman who gave birth to it, it was always about eugenics. Margaret Sanger presented her work to the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, and so there are pictures of her talking with them, and she referred to immigrants and blacks and certain people as human weeds.
The whole idea is to destroy the family and the church, and churches are very dependent on families, in order to pave the way for a society in which individuals can't withstand the power of the state. This is very wicked. This is profoundly evil, the left's attack on the family. And you can see its effects in the inner cities of America.
Where's the money trail? And it tracks back to billions of dollars coming from George Soros into culture, and unfortunately, even into some of the church. Many evangelical organizations are accepting money from those organizations that are aligned with Soros and the Alinsky model in an effort to tear down Judeo-Christian assumptions and build up something to replace it.
Soros is an atheist. Therefore, he thinks religion is a brake on progress. He thinks, as Marxists do, that we're evolving toward a greater open society. And if we just get rid of the old things, like church, like family, like community organizations, then we can progress to where the state can order things in a more efficient way and move us toward this godless utopia.
It has been said that money is the mother's milk of politics. George Soros has donated hundreds of millions of dollars to fund left-wing causes, including backing far-left candidates. And in America, that is, of course, his right, his privilege. But some of Soros' money has allegedly gone towards some more questionable efforts to influence our elections as well. And as you're about to see, this can potentially have grave consequences. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb brings us this report.
This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
There's no question that Soros money and Soros-inspired money is flowing into the crowds busy smashing the plate glass windows in the cities of Denver and Atlanta and Chicago and Houston and everywhere else around the country.
In the summer of 2020, in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, violence burst out in the streets when an unarmed black man, George Floyd, died in police custody in Minneapolis. This, of course, sparked months of race-related violence in places like Portland, Seattle, Atlanta, and even Kenosha, Wisconsin.
There are indicators that the riots are not spontaneous, that they are orchestrated, and there are people that are giving directions to those who are doing the rioting, the smashing of the windows, the destroying of cars in car dealership parking lots.
Soros is just an enemy of the United States. And unfortunately, our Achilles heel is our tolerance.
Is there a link between George Soros and the violence we're seeing in the streets?
Soros funds Antifa. And of course, you know, his prosecutors, don't prosecute them. You cannot block a street. You can't have a parade. You can't block a bridge in America without getting a permit. That's just the reality. So all these demonstrations are illegal.
Through Open Society Foundations, George Soros has given away billions of dollars to promote his radical vision for society, including much of the chaos we see in modern America.
I don't think there's any question that the groups that are fomenting violence in America's cities are pretty much all funded by George Soros. So if he isn't funding the rioters directly, he's certainly indirectly funding them. Because a lot of these groups are traveling from state to state. And you see demonstrators who don't live in those cities. Who's funding them?
George Soros funds both sides of it. He funds the street rioters, the BLM and Antifa protesters, the pressure from below, and he funds the prosecutors who are letting them all out of prison with the revolving door.
Chicago Tribune columnist John Cass wrote, quote, "The Soros-funded prosecutors, not the mayors, are the ones who help release the violent on little or no bond. They also help give repeat violent criminals little or no bond when arrested," end quote.
Soros has worked hard to elect district attorneys who will nullify laws against rioting and violence.
Does he want chaos in the streets? Absolutely. That's always been the dream of the revolutionaries. It's always been the fervent desire of those who understand that in order to rebuild society, you first of all have to destroy what is.
One major concern about Soros's political donations is the way they could undermine honest and fair elections.
George Soros has funded groups like the Brennan Center that are promoting same-day registration, the end to voter ID laws, one of the most sensible election safeguards ever devised, automatic registration, early voting, so it's harder to catch fraud. If you name an election safeguard, he's against it. And he's funded groups that are trying to dismantle that system that protects us.
People come into America. Many states do not have citizenship requirements to get driver's licenses. And many states have it, if you have a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. And so somebody walks in to vote, they have a driver's license. They're not asked the question, are you a citizen? And statistics are most of illegal immigrants tend to vote with the Democrat Party.
Critics hold that Soros-backed candidates do not bode well for America. A textbook example of George Soros' money in action is what happened to Mark and Patricia McCloskey in late June. The McCloskeys even spoke in a televised video before the nation during the Republican National Convention.
Not a single person in the out-of-control mob you saw at our house was charged with a crime. But you know who was? We were. They've actually charged us with felonies for daring to defend our home.
What you saw happen to us could just as easily happen to any of you who are watching from quiet neighborhoods around our country.
Sometimes you have no recourse but to defend yourself. And George Soros and his minions are trying to take that away from us.
All of this shows the incredible importance of Christians voting their biblical values to offset the attempts to steal our vote.
This is two worldviews that are in conflict. And again, we as ordinary, freedom-loving Americans have an opportunity to speak our will through the ballot box. That's why 2020 is very important, and we can't sit this one out.
For those of us who believe that Judeo-Christian principles are not only important, but absolutely indispensable for the survival of the United States, and indeed of civilization itself, George Soros is an absolute catastrophe. He's an extremely negative force.
We have done the homework to separate the facts from the myths regarding George Soros. For the first time, you can see with your own eyes his influence in America's institutions and organizations. We have put together a compelling chart and guide showing in graphic detail how George Soros's money flows into radical causes. Get the facts in this meticulously compiled Follow the Money chart, as well as the accompanying guide. Nothing like this has ever been produced, and we will send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1-1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a donation of $50 or more, we will send you the Follow the Money chart and the explanatory guide, which includes all the documentation, along with the new book, George Soros Exposed, Spending Billions to Radically Transform America. This hard-hitting book is the clearest, most concise portrait of George Soros and his activities you will find anywhere. On top of that, we will also include the DVD version of this program, which features bonus material we did not have time to include on this program. All of that as thanks for your generous donation of $50 or more. As you give, you will be helping us to produce and air hard-hitting programs like this at a time when truth is being eclipsed here in America. Let me be completely candid with you. Just producing a program like this is dangerous. George Soros and his minions have been known to attack in court and in the media those who attempt to expose them. We see the violence on the streets today. But the truth is too important to hide. And if you stand with us, by God's grace, we can weather it. So please, let us hear from you right away. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1-1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. It's vital that you understand not only the influence of this one man, but of his atheistic, socialistic worldview that is shared by many other moneyed influencers. It's being pushed on almost every college campus and media outlet today. And we must pray for the resources, intellectual, spiritual, and financial, to counter that atheistic influence. And we must remember that our own Constitution provides the most important bulwark against those who would steal our freedoms. It's the one where we, the people, stand for truth on Election Day. Thanks for joining us for this special program from D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom.
This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.